your name?
Tarzan Dan.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Okay,
so what we're going to do is basically I'm just going to go, hi, blah, 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 ask you a couple questions, and we'll talk about the song, and then we'll get into it.
That's fine.
Sound okay with you?
Yes. What do you do there?
I'm a radio announcer. I'm one of the disc jockeys here.
I see. Okay. Are you very good?
Well, we've won Radio Show of the Year for Canada 3 years in a row.
I see.
Is that good?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, and I also have a national television show as well.
Here, really?
Yeah, it's a video countdown show here in Canada.
What's that show called?
It's called The Hit List.
I see.
So we do pretty good.
Is this going to be part of your TV show?
I can make it part of the TV show if you like.
I see.
Because that would be nice if I could ask you a couple other questions, and then we could use it as a phone call on the TV show. Like, hey, look who called up.
Oh, that would be nice. You're not going to use a phone number or anything, are
you? No. It would be basically, look who's on the phone. It's Robert Smith from The Cure. And then I'd ask you a question, and then we'd get your response, and then ask you maybe another question and get your response, and then I'd say, all right, throw me into the video.
Is that your real name, Tarzan?
No. No. Dan is my real name.
Okay.
Dan Raymond is actually my real name.
I see.
But Tarzan Dan being, it was synonymous with the style of the show. The style of the show is very up-tempo, very wild, very out there once in a while. And it was funny because when we were sitting around one time, somebody said, well, what's in the jungle? And I said, well, lions, tigers, cheetahs. Somebody went, Tarzan. And I went, Tarzan Dan. Tarzan is a learned behavior. Because if you hear the Tarzan yell, your brain immediately thinks Tarzan.
I'm sorry. Yes, I understand.
So it was a subconscious thing, so that even before I said my name, people would know who I was.
Interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah. Okay, so here we go.
Okay, what exactly are we doing here?
Okay, all we're going to basically do is just say that you're on the phone, and I'll ask you a couple of questions, and then we'll kick into the song, and then I'll ask you a couple more questions that we'll use for clips later.
Fine.
Is that cool with you?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. And if you're into doing a Tarzan yell, that'd be really funny. Sorry?
Tarzan yell.
Yeah.
The oi 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 thing.
Yeah, the oh. But
I don't believe so.
No? Okay. Okay.
How much are we being paid for this, by the way?
Am I being paid for it?
No, are we?
I have no idea.
I see.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
And here we go. I'm Tarzan Dan on the phone, Robert Smith from The Cure. It's nice to talk to you.
Yes, indeed. You have to yell so loud.
No, I don't have to yell so loud. Okay, now what I want to know is The Cure, in an interview a long, long time ago, had said that if they ever got a top 10 hit, I don't know who it was quoted as, that the band might break up. And we have had actually phone calls here at the radio station, people asking, please, please tell us not that it's not true that The Cure would break up if they ever got a big, major hit like this one that you have.
I don't recall anyone in the band ever saying that.
Okay. Now, what I need to know is...
I think maybe you're confusing us with Spinal Tap or one of the other.
No, not that at all. What I would like to know is, how do you find the progression of the band has gone from years ago to now? There's obviously new fans because of the new album,
sure.
But then there's people who have grown up with you as well.
Right.
Do you find that there's kids turning out and going, hey, I found my brother or sister's album?
No, not really. It's mostly a new following that we have. People who at least have their shit together far enough to realize that our music is transcending other barriers, you know, understand?
Right. Tell me about Friday I'm in Love.
It's not a bad song, is it?
No, it isn't. I actually like it. It was when I first heard the album, I said, this is a good song. That's the one I picked.
What do you think of the tune? You can be truthful with me.
I'll be totally honest with you. I actually thought it was a really, really strong record. I wouldn't lie to, because I have no reason to lie to anybody and tell anybody that I like their music if I don't like their music. And that song stood out because...
Art Jones actually told us that about you. He said you're quite an interesting individual.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, Hojo is very, very honest and straightforward. Bloke, you know?
He's a very nice guy.
Yes.
I was like totally blown away. I actually told him this interesting story about his song Look Mama, and when I was a kid I was going through some problems with my mom and stuff like that, and so I actually told him about how his song Look Mama actually ended up...
I'm just tired.
What's that?
I'm sorry, I was just yawning. I'm tired.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's very late here.
Where are you right now?
Los Angeles.
And you got a tour tonight?
I'm not actually sure. I believe we have a date this evening, but I'm not exactly sure where.
Are you, how's the tour going anyway?
That's fine.
Yeah?
We're making the money, we're meeting the women.
So it's the important stuff anyway.
Sure, exactly. We get to do radio. Are we going to do some kind of little countdown thing here?
Not that I was aware of.
Okay.
Did you want to do that?
No, I'm not familiar with your.
Okay, usually we do a top six at six, but if you we were told that you wouldn't be able to spend that much time on the phone with us.
Well, I have plenty, nothing but time.
Would you like to do that then?
Well, it's up to you.
I would love to have you do the top six at six with me.
Beg me some more then.
Please, please, please. So is that enough?
That would be, yes, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, then do you have a pen and a paper there, and I'll give you the top six of six.
I'm actually in the back of the limo, and
oh, you are
on Santa Monica Boulevard right now, but I have a fairly good memory.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll tell you the name of the group and the song before we get into it. Then, okay.
Fine.
Okay, the first song that we're going to be going into is number six. The group is called Acosta Russell.
Yes.
And the song is called Deep in My Soul.
Deep in My Soul, Acosta Russell.
Okay, so that'll be the first song that we go through.
I thought you said that was number six.
That is number six.
I see.
So we count them down backwards.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay, then what I'll do is I'll do it like we're introducing the show. Robert Smith is on the phone. Hey, great, blah, 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 ta-da-da-da-da. And then we'll introduce the song, and then I'll give you the next song, and we'll just go through it.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Can I do my little Tarzan yell at when we're talking then?
Absolutely, if you like to.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. I'm Tarzan Dan. My special guest on the phone for the Top 6 at 6 is Robert Smith. I am so happy you have joined me.
Hello.
You are in a car right now on Santa Monica Boulevard in L.A., is that right?
Yes, that's correct. The back of a limousine, actually.
And why don't you kick it into number 6 for us?
Here's the number 6 song on the Top 6 at 6.
That's right.
It's Acosta Russell and Deep in My Soul. Ah.
All here at 680 CFTR. Okay, number 5 is Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. It's that song about, it's like, oh my God, look at her butt.
Yes, I've seen the video.
Okay. Even if you just say Sir Mix-a-Lot and, oh my God, look at her butt. Okay. And here we come. This is number 5 coming down 3, 2, and 1. I'm Tarzan Dan, and that's my name. Don't wear it out. Robert Smith from The Cure is on the phone for the Top 6 at 6 and number 5 tonight.
Yes, number 5 is, Baby Has a Large Butt by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, my God, look at her butt. Stopless hit, 680 CFTR.
I'm sorry, what are you saying there? Are you saying topless?
No, stopless. That would be a nice thing, though.
Yeah.
It's stopless hits.
Now we're talking about butts and posteriors and topless.
Okay, we're going into Madonna. Do you have anything to say about Madonna that you can think of? Off the top of your noggin there?
I might be able to find anecdote or something.
Oh, okay, then we'll go into... So it's Madonna, This Used to Be My Playground is number 4, okay?
Fine.
Okay, and here we come in 3, 2, and 1. I'm Tarzan Dan. Robert Smith from The Cure is on the phone. You do a great Tarzan yell, I must say. And it's so consistent. It never changes. That's great. You want to say something about Madonna. What can we say about Madonna?
Madonna's very... Actually, she stole a lot of her act from my act.
You think so?
The metal brassieres and is very associated with The Cure when you think of it. Other than that, she's got a real nice ass.
Ooh, okay.
Here's Madonna and Used to Be My Playground. Very down, boring song, actually.
But
topless hits CFTR?
That is right. Okay. Okay, we're going to go into TLC, and the song is called Baby, Baby, Baby. Okay, that's number 3. Okay. You got that, number 3? Okay, here we go, and I'm Tarzan Dan, here we are swinging in the jungle, so sublime on the vine all the time, and Robert Smith from The Cure is here on the phone with me for the Top 6.
Yelling again. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're yelling again.
It's one of those things, I'm sorry. It's just an energy thing. It's just a personality trait of mine. I hate it. But get us into number 3 tonight.
Number 3 song, actually, a song that a couple of members of my band were playing the other night, and we got halfway through it, and we actually threw it out of the window. TLC with Baby, Baby, Baby on Stopless Hits, the CFTR.
Even though you like it as Topless Hits, is that right?
Yes, I think that would be a marvelous for your radio station. You'd have little adverts of it and everything.
Okay, number 2 tonight is Guns N' Roses and November Rain.
Is he still in jail?
No, I think he's out, but he's on $100,000 bail right now.
I see.
Okay. Okay. I'm coming down in 3, 2, and 1. I'm Tarzan Dan. Robert Smith from The Cure is on the phone. The kind of guy who would not jump into the audience and beat the snot out of a photographer. Is that right?
Actually, we did a couple of times. We just never got caught.
Oh, boy. Give me number 2 tonight.
Number 2 is Axl Rose and that gang of ruffians, Guns N' Roses. Uncouth music, but I do like this song. It's November Rain.
On Stopless at 680 CFTR.
You have a great sense of humor.
Oh, boy. Well, I've always loved British humor. That is the best, probably the most. Actually, I can't wait. I'm going over to London really, really soon, too.
Really?
And I've never been there before, either.
Maybe, you know, when you're in London, you might be well advised to look up the band and I.
Really?
We happen to be over there. Maybe at the end of the program here, we could exchange home phone numbers.
Okay.
Maybe like we're in town, we could...
Okay, that sounds cool. I'm going to be out there the end. It's the late August.
I see.
So, okay, and number 1, this is Criss Cross and Warm It Up. And then what we're going to do is I'll run down the top 6.
Black chap, isn't he?
What's that? The two
black chaps?
Yeah, the two black kids. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Warm It Up and Criss Cross, and here we come. I'm Tarzan Dan. Robert Smith been so good that he's actually in his limo driving around Los Angeles right now looking at people in practically nothing. And he's joined us right here. All right, get us into number 1 tonight.
I find the number 1 song is again by Criss Cross,
mm-hmm.
young, talented musician. I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the song.
Warm It Up, Criss.
Warm It Up, Criss. Here's
yeah.
Warm It Up, Criss on Topless Radio CFTR.
Okay, and now what I'm going to do is I'll run down the top 6 of 6, and then we'll come back, and then I'll talk, and I'll ask you a couple questions. Is that cool?
That's fine.
And then we'll go into Friday. I'm in love. Maybe you can just...
Yes, yeah, we're a lot of traffic in Santa Monica today.
Really?
Very much so.
Okay, so here we come.
Hey, you're yelling all the time.
Oh, sorry. It's just, that's the style of the show. It's very up-tempo.
Well, we usually talk to the more mellower FM chaps with more normal names.
Oh, okay. Bob Smith. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Tarzan Bob.
Tarzan Bob. I'm just Mr. Generic. Spell me backwards, I'm still the same guy.
Fine.
Tarzan Bob. Or I could be Tarzan Nad. Or Nazat. Would that be Nazat? Tarzan backwards? Nazat Nad? I don't know. Anyways, let's run it down. Here we go. All hit 680 CFTR. Robert Smith from The Cure is on the phone, rolling around in that little old limo of his down in L.A. And,
it's about 60 feet long. It's not very little. You know.
Really?
It's a record company job. And
oh, I see. So it's free.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll run down the top 6, and we'll talk in just a sec, okay?
All right. That's fine.
Okay. Number 6, Acosta Russell, Deep in My Soul. Number 5.
Oh, yeah, I like that song.
You like that?
That was good. That's a regional contender, isn't it?
That is. That is. Very talented guys out of Toronto.
I thought it was a girl.
No, two guys.
Hmm.
Two guys. Sing like girls, though. Number 5, Sir Mix-a-Lot and Baby Got Back.
That once, too.
What's that?
I knew a band like that once, too.
Really?
They're still on the road.
I wonder what their name would be.
George Michael.
Oh, geez. But he makes money at it, so who cares, right? He
doesn't have a limousine like this one.
No, that is true.
Where were we?
Number 5, the Big Butt Song in Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes, I like that a lot.
Mm-mm, good. Number 4, Madonna.
Ah.
And of course, Robert Smith wearing, or at least talking about the steel-plated bra.
Yes, we invented that.
Number 3, TLC, Baby, Baby, Baby. Number 2, Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
May I do the number 1 song, please?
Yeah, absolutely, go ahead.
I really want to do the number 1 song.
Absolutely, go ahead.
And the number 1 song of the top 6 at 6 with Tarzan Dan and Shotgun Tom Rivers, TLC, Baby, Baby, Baby.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. So what's going on? All this time I've been sitting here doing this. And that's
ta-da!
Really... Ta-da! What a waste of time.
I hope we have it all on tape.
Yeah, we do have it all on tape. Let's do it. What the hell? And then we'll have you on at the end. Thank you.
You're not laughing.
Hello.